Welcome back to another episode of Crooked Spine Show. Have you had problems in the past where even with taking medications, your body still feels painful or sluggish, even with working out? With Alex, the owner of Claremont Healing House, she understands how to detoxify your body, sometimes from the use of over-medications, or even the bad foods we eat sometimes, to allow your body to absorb materials, so overall, the nutrients and vitamins you put in your body actually get into your muscles and joints to get your body to feel and be healthier. Okay, she talked about things, her services in her facility, but also realized with things that you do, this allows your body to de-stress and relax, so internal and externally you feel better. All right, let's go through the interview, and I'll see you afterwards.
Fifth episode of the Crooked Spine Show on our Facebook Live. Okay, this is Alex, the owner, and certified
colon hydrotherapist, nutritional counselor, and family herbalist.
Fantastic. So what does that mean?
That means we heal ailments naturally with plants and through the body's natural detox processes. We don't believe in prescriptions or pills. We help you detox through colon hydrotherapy, help you with any of your reproductive issues through herbs and yoni vaginal steaming. We don't do the ear lavages. We do the gentle ear conings. And we also do the ionic foot baths, which help draw toxins out of your liver, gallbladder, lymphatic system, heavy metals. So it just really helps the body run optimally, naturally.
And that's the biggest thing, too, with this show and with this everything we're doing is how do you relieve stress in the body? And you just mentioned how it happens. Why do you do this? Why do you have this place? How does it help people overall?
It's like driving your car for millions of miles and never getting an oil change. You could put the best gas in your vehicle, but if you don't clear out the transmission and get your oil changes and do the maintenance, the car is going to run poorly. So it's the same way. It's really important that we detox our toxin-bearing organs because all of it is a direct link to your bloodstream. So it can create cancer and all kinds of other diseases, especially things including with the blood.
Good. So with the why you have, they help the body stay healthy for one, or recover from injury, or detoxify, which is huge. You allow things to happen by our services here. What do you, when people come in and when you have a lot of views on Facebook and on Yelp, what is their number one thing they like about your center here?
When they walk in, immediately they feel a nice, calming, healing vibe rather than walking into a doctor's appointment. We are very knowledgeable, so we seem to have an answer for all of their questions. When their doctors have failed them and they don't know why the things are going on and what they can do, and they don't want to just turn to having to be on a prescription every day, we're able to offer them some good alternative recommendations through herbal processes. So people feel, when they walk in, they feel very calm at home. We walk them through all of our services, answer all of their questions, and everybody walks out of here feeling very nice, relaxed, and they float out of here. And it's a business with a soul.
Well, a lot of it is you take it very personal, so you treat them like an individual, like you would your own family that you do like.
Yeah, you're not in my business, you're in my home, and
you're
looking to me for answers, and you're looking to me to help you feel better.
And I think the biggest thing is when I talk about my patients too, about medications and how they work, they're great if you already have something that's severe. Okay, I use my health care insurance if I have an emergency.
Exactly.
I have something like that. But if I don't have that, how do I stay away from medications that can be one thing addictive? And I just heard something on the radio a couple days ago where they're reporting that people, 142 people die a day, 142, take medication the correct way. That, in my sense, is a very low amount. It has to be a lot higher than that. I've seen anywhere from 200 to 300 overall. Okay. But it's a live video, so we're going to have in and out stuff. This is an office. It's still running as a business, so we're going to see these things. But the biggest thing I think is, we talk about my patients is number one thing they come in with besides back and neck pain is getting off medications, sending them here. What's the first thing you do to analyze them or get them to get, I guess, the baseline of where they are? What do you do?
We have them fill out a questionnaire depending on what services, and then we ask them, what's the reason for your visit? What are your main concerns? How can we help you? It's important to give people a roadmap. If they are taking a lot of medications
yeah, exactly.
and they're concerned with side effects and and whatnot. And what if you have a lot of intestinal buildup and the medication can't even really absorb into your bloodstream to help you feel better? So it's important to be able to give people a big resource and an encyclopedia of these are your options. You don't have to go this way.
Yeah.
You have these options. And it's very overwhelming for people because there's not one diet, there's not one vitamin. Everybody is different. So we look at the person as an individual and as a whole and go through and make the connections. If all of their issues have to stem with the blood and the liver, then we recommend, okay, go to Sprouts, get the liver detox tea, start putting some dandelion greens in your salad.
Simple things.
Simple things. Inexpensive, affordable, simple things. A lot of people don't know. They're overwhelmed. So we take the guesswork out, we do all the researching for you, and then we're able to give you a post-it of suggestions. And I always tell people, please take my card, email me, I'll be your health guru for life. Just
well,
ask me with
too.
Anything.
Is when someone's toxic, sometimes you get very desperate. Okay, I'm used to my medical doctor, I'm going to go there. They may go for 3 or 4 visits, pay $100 copay, because that's an average copay now in the medical doctor's office, and get no results. And by the way, now this medication I gave you initially is causing diarrhea, so it takes for diarrhea. It's causing you not to sleep, takes the medication too. So now you're on a carousel of medication all the time, going from one problem, now you have 5 problems from all the side effects. Going from toxic to where helping someone with that, what services do you offer here for toxicities to remove those toxins?
The two most important I would recommend are the ionic foot baths, because the body naturally tries to push all of the bad stuff away from the vital organs so it collects in the feet. It's important to start cleaning out the blood and the lymph nodes. With the foot baths, when we have the three-dimensional bubbles, we can tell like, oh, you're doing bad deodorant. So this is a body part where the body's trying to kick bad stuff out of the blood, but we all wear these aluminum-based deodorants, so it slows that down. Also with the colonics, with the medication, it will build up goop on the walls, so their absorption sucks, and it can also make the bowels very sticky. So now you're not absorbing all of your natural vitamins from your foods, your salad, your supplements, your teas. Because the colon is a direct link to the bloodstream, that's the most important service here. We all need colonics. It doesn't matter if we have 2 bowel movements a day. We all need probiotics. We all need gut shot. We all need to regularly clean our food dumpsters. You know, that's a direct link to our bloodstream. So imagine, you know, 20 years of rotting food just slowly going into the bloodstream, and then you're poisoning yourself. And you wonder, why am I tired? Why do I? It's not a part of the aging process.
No.
You don't have to feel fatigued.
And a lot of it, too, is men especially don't understand, is having colon cancer or intestinal cancer is a top 2 or 3 of deaths in men all the time. Because, again, we don't think about this when we're kids and we grow up not knowing about this type of healing. We don't understand is we can be toxic but not have any symptoms.
True.
So getting
statement.
So getting your routine checkup for 1-2 and your medical doctor may not be enough. Getting like this done maybe, what do you recommend to get started, or what's the age? What do you recommend age-wise or time-wise, or how does it work?
With the ionic foot baths, we don't have an age. I've had a 7-year-old client who happened to have the darkest foot bath I've ever seen. His mom gives him Claritin every day, so it was black. So at any age, it's good. And also the heavy metals that are in the vaccines, it's important to draw that out. With the colonics, the age is 17 or older with the parent or guardian in the room. But we do sell enema buckets here, and we can walk you through step by step to start doing colon cleansing. And they sell kids probiotics. So with the colon, we can help you even if the patient or client is under 18. We can still give you the answers.
What a lot, too, I think, is parents understanding, hey, there's an alternative to taking Claritin every day.
Yeah.
To take medications that your son or daughter might have issues that are long-term for medical doctor's office, always get a second opinion. And a lot of it can be from the medical profession. But realize that philosophy is, what's the next pill? What's the next medication? What's the next thing we put in your blood to keep your body from having that symptom? Versus, in Alex's sense, how do we find the cause of the problem? Is there a toxicity in there? Would the colon cleanse or a foot bath can help resolve some of that toxicity? Is that kind of the same page?
Yes, and we can see what comes out, so I'm able to do a troubleshoot. During the colonics, there's a window, so I'm able to see what foods cause irritation in the bowels, what foods are getting stuck, what foods are is the body having a hard time digesting. So it's like you're able to see and learn a lot about your body. Even with the foot bath, after the 30 minutes, we do a reading of the water, and we're able to tell you, you know, you can make changes here, and here, and cut this out, start doing a lot of water, and that's the number one failure that we all do. We don't drink enough water, and that's important to help flush all this bad stuff out of us. And between drinking water and taking your probiotics, that's the baseline for everybody, because we all eat meat. We all eat chicken, turkey, pork, beef, and all of those things. When the animals get shot up with antibiotics, it doesn't cook out. And so when you hear, when flu season hits and you hear all these people, flu-resistant superbugs, and, you know, the antibiotics don't work, because we have such a resistance, we have such a tolerance, we're eating our antibiotics every day at lunchtime. So that's why it's important to put the probiotics back in and start putting that good bacteria back in the colon, so that good bacteria can start tilling the soil, so to speak, getting all the buildup off of the walls, helping with gas, and helping the waste flow out of our bodies at a pace. We should be going within 20 minutes of every meal, and you'd be surprised how many people don't do that.
I don't go 2 days sometimes after a meal, some people might say. You know, and a lot of this we're talking about too, the probiotics. You mentioned before too, the intestinal tract is huge to become toxic or become effective. To where I've learned in the past, when you're on antibiotics, the problem is your internal lining of your intestinal tract, if I believe properly, it actually gets worn down, gets rot out.
Correct.
So your ability to actually absorb the vitamins and minerals you want to take to get yourself healthy doesn't happen. So at that point, if you get upset and go, well, I'm taking this vitamin C supplement, this probiotic for a long time, not getting effective, now, when a medical doctor realize that may not be the right solution, it takes time to get things better. How long does it take usually, or how do you see that process?
Everybody is different. Things like metabolism, how you've been taking care of yourself beforehand, you know, everybody's case by case. But a medical doctor is not going to be able to tell you. You have to jump through hoops through your insurance.
Yeah.
And when you go to your doctor and say, I think I'm having an absorption issue, they roll their eyes and
there
think,
you go.
Like,
what the heck is that?
You've
first
been reading
of all?
Some hippie articles,
yeah,
haven't you?
Exactly. Again, well, and a lot of the thing is, you got to give yourself time to get healthy. And I think right now, if you are healthy, doing something like this gives you a good baseline to stay here. So we talked a lot about toxins so far. What's a good way to resupply your body with nutrients to keep yourself healthy?
Juicing.
Okay.
Gut shot.
Yes.
Liquid minerals are the best.
I took the gut shot earlier too. It actually tastes okay. I was expecting like an eh feeling, but I was okay with it. I put it on chicken or something. It'd be a marinade for me.
Liquid is the best form. You can go to your local health food store or Morningstar Minerals. You can get a cap full of their energy or vitality minerals.
Got it. Okay.
No flavor, no taste, 52 minerals, 6 vitamin Bs, and 4 amino acids. And you can
What's
just,
it called?
Morningstar Minerals
okay.
is the company, and
okay.
they have an energy and a vitality blend.
Okay.
And that's the no taste one, and you just do a cap full of it in your water. So it's like a slow IV that you're getting into your body all day, just through your water. So you can drink your minerals, and your stomach, as soon as the liquid hits the stomach,
crazy.
The stomach says, oh, I don't need to mess with this, and it sends it straight to the intestines to absorb.
What's amazing, if you do something like that, do you avoid a lot more doctor's appointments? Do you avoid all the slack in your life that you feel just like, oh, all day long?
Yes. By doing stuff like this, you're preparing yourself for when you do get older, when something does happen. Case in point, my mom, I've been pressuring her for years to do these gallbladder flushes.
Yes.
Doesn't listen. She had a gallbladder attack.
How'd that work out for her?
She had to have emergency surgery. Parts of the gallbladder actually became necrotic. And so her recovery, you know, she's been trying to recover for 3 weeks. I take her to the doctor, and she's like, well, why aren't I healing? And the doctor kind of looks down and says, well, you're diabetic, you're on blood pressure medication, you don't exercise, and you haven't been taking your care of yourself for, you know, the last 70 years. So it's going to take a toll. Your body can't heal. Whereas someone that has been, you know, maybe not the perfect diet, but as long as you're doing something good for yourself and then taking stuff out, someone like that will heal. So in my mind, I'm doing all this stuff now because I don't want to have to worry about not healing when something happens if I'm 70 or 80. So I'm pumping the brakes on illness and helping my recovery for the future, because we don't know what the future holds.
So, and a lot too of what I read about and the science behind it is people are told, well, as you get older, you're going to have arthritis, you're going to have issues with your body, you're going to have issues where you might need medication or will need medication. What Alex has done, and what I believe too, and I've read and scientifically proven, is 95% of the cases, 95% are actually false. A lot of what we go through is our lifestyle, meaning the amount of stress in our life, and also how toxic our life is. And when we're deficient of our nutrients and vitamins, our body doesn't want to heal properly. So we wear itself down. We wear itself down, like you mentioned earlier too, where transmission goes, the engine goes, everything goes. It happened because we didn't change the oil. It happened because we changed transmission fluid. We have to do these things to keep ourselves healthy. Why are we now, generation 2017, need these things versus before, say 23 years ago, didn't have these issues?
Because 23 years ago, there wasn't aspartame. There wasn't all these chemicals and preservatives. You know, we lived healthier. The animals weren't getting shot up with as many antibiotics. We didn't have as many environmental factors. So we were eating better. Our great-grandparents actually had nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables. Whereas now, the big commercial farmer is not out there with the good compost tilling the soil. So we're not getting as much minerals from our food. And when I met you, good point, when I met you, say 12 years ago.
My patient 12 years ago. You're still in high school?
No, I was 25.
You're 25. You're going to school.
Yeah, but I was drinking, you know, 21st birthday hit. So by the time I came to see you, my MRI said degenerative changes. You're going to have arthritis. And the doctor said, like, pretty much this is something you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life. And I said, nah, I don't like that. So I turned everything around. I started detoxing by doing the foot baths and also doing the liver gallbladder flushes. Easy flush you can do at home. There's a book online called The Amazing Liver Gallbladder Flush.
Got it.
You just prep for a week. By doing one flush a month for a year, my arthritis is gone. I don't feel the rain
anymore.
Whereas like my lower back Doppler would tell me two days before the rainstorm happened, I don't have any aches and pains. I don't make the noise when I get up. So just by doing these flushes and pulling the toxins out, I don't have arthritis. Even though a medical piece of paper said I'm going to have it.
What a lot of it too is Alex has been proactive in getting yourself healthy. When I talk to patients about coming from medical doctor to my office, a lot of it is they're told to be very defensive, limit what you're doing, be careful what you do. With Alex, she's been very proactive, so her life alone, she's walking the walk, has gotten healthier. By talking to her, listening to her and her advice, try out what's going on, have a different philosophy in your mind, realize your philosophy may be political, spiritual, or even health-wise too. If you can change that a little bit and be more proactive, more offensive, you keep yourself healthy. You don't rely on drugs, on medications to rule your life down the line. You rely on your own personal health. So being that actually, Alex is off not only medication, but also her supplements here too, keeps you healthy. I think that's our one goal, right? If we keep our inside body healthy, our outside with some exercise, some movement, some range of motion, flexibility, some yoga, allows your body to stay healthy overall inside and out.
100%. Totally agree.
Yeah. And one thing too, talked about how colon cleanses work and foot baths. How does sweating work on the body when someone sweats?
Your skin is your number one largest detoxifying organ. So by pushing all of that stuff out, your heavy metals are going to start coming out through your skin. The more things that you can pull out, the less stress you have on your body. Because if you roll your ankle, but you have all these heavy metals from your horrible deodorant, but you've been going to the gym, you've been sweating, you've been hiking, you've been going to the dry sauna. By getting all this out, now the body can focus more on healing that ankle instead of, well, I have this blood pressure and I have these heavy metals and I have all these other small things I've been dealing with for so long. So you're going to have to wait on that ankle and you're going to heal a lot slower because as the body is overwhelmed.
Well, one thing is, which was I was talking about too, is it's not just high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and maybe a little bit overweight or colon issues too. It's the whole thing works together. If one thing's slowing down, the whole system slows down.
Yes.
So realize with repair and recovery and just be able to relax and rest versus be under stress, your body needs everything working properly. If not, the whole machine shuts down slowly, slowly, slowly until you get symptomatic. So you may not feel anything at all one day, and all of a sudden one day you wake up and go, I just don't feel good, or I have this problem going on. It didn't happen one day. You look at your whole life, what's going on. How do I do simple things throughout the day? Like you mentioned, the one morning shot with your water. At that point, I don't have to think about getting sick. I don't think about, okay, what's going to happen next to my body? Keep yourself healthy in the sense of what I was just talking about too, with sweating, with working out. Realize when you work out enough and when you keep yourself healthy internally too, nutrition-wise, your body recovers from injury a lot faster. I've seen my patients too. Your body knows what to do. But if your body is so toxic, it can't get the minerals vitamins into your bloodstream, there's a circulation to that ankle, for one, that if you rolled it or sprained it, to get that to repair and heal. Is that correct?
Yes. And even if there's nothing wrong with you, you don't have any symptoms,
exactly,
you feel good, it's still not a bad idea to put those good things in your reservoir. You know, put those in your internal first aid kit. So when something does happen, your body has a large amount of minerals it's been getting, so it can heal
faster.
It
has a reserve, per se.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you can't, there's nothing that can go wrong by trying a new type of thing. You know, try out doing detoxes, try doing the minerals. You know, it doesn't hurt to try something different for 30 days. You can
that's
always
time wise.
Yeah,
what's a good time frame?
I would
to see
people,
results if they have issues right now.
Depending on how deep the issues,
okay,
go, bare minimum I'd say 30 days, because,
okay,
even with water, let's say when I get people that are super dehydrated,
yes,
and they say, okay, well, I'm going to start doing half my body weight in ounces of water per day, and then I get the phone call day 4, day 5, and they're like, I'm so bloated, I don't like this feels,
yes,
bad.
Yes, expected.
It takes the body 7 to 10 days to mentally reprogram itself, like, okay, well, I was only getting 16 ounces of water. Now, for the last 3 days, I've gotten a gallon, but your body will still hold on and retain that water because it has that long-term memory. And so after about 7 to 10 days, people start to lose that water weight and their faces start to thin out. And they lose weight just by adding more water because the body says, okay, I've been getting this extra gallon,
yeah,
for the last 10 days, so this is my new recipe. This is my new form and function. So
it almost adapts
to
that new,
yes,
environment, per se, internal environment, so it can actually go, okay, I'm going to be here, let's adapt to it.
Yes.
Versus the other way you mentioned earlier, too, how do you adapt to being dehydrated?
Yes.
And that's what the body had to do for probably a long period of time.
And when you have just layer upon layer, you know, just corrosion around your colon wall, our colon is the main organ that reabsorbs water back into the body. So,
okay,
when you have just layers upon In-N-Out, Nutella, coffee, alcohol,
yeah,
your 20s, every time you've gone to In-N-Out, when you have that sticky layer, your brain can tell, like, hey, I can't send water down there, or you'll get diarrhea because there's no absorption. It can't get
That's
through that wall.
Okay.
So then the body says, okay, well, if we send water there, you'll get diarrhea, you'll strip out all your electrolytes, and you'll pass out, and we're programmed, our brains are programmed to avoid dehydration. So now the brain will reroute that gallon to the kidneys and the bladder.
Okay.
I have a few clients that say, well, I drink a gallon of water a day. How am I constipated? How am I not,
yeah,
going twice a day or once a day?
Yeah.
It's because the brain, there's no water being sent there. So that's why it's so important to take your probiotics, do your clients, get that layering off so you can even start to get water. So you can reabsorb the good water back in your body, rinse your cells, and just rinse all the toxins out instead of just it going right through you and not getting any.
One thing a lot is you have systems in your body that work properly when you do the right things. But when you do the right things, it's still not working. Okay, how do we figure something else out? There's different branches of health, people. So when you realize with Alex, if this is working here, let's go over here.
Yes.
So it's not just one fix for everything. How do we figure out what's going on, for example, and at that point, they reroute everything. Okay, if that's working, let's do this over here. At that point, let's get that working better. So you see results within 30 days, maybe even longer.
Yeah.
But give yourself time. Realize these are not quick fixes. A lot of it is you want to feel better long-term. By doing this as a way to stay healthy, like we pair car insurance every day, at that point we do it in the sense where if I get an accident, I'm going to be covered. Same thing with your health. Do these things so you're covered so you don't have major issues. Cancer, things like that too. It's not something we're going to get all the time. Realize it's because you're not staying healthy today, 10 years from now, you're going to have problems.
Invest in yourself today to prevent problems for later down the line.
That's all it is.
And it's not just one. Like, we do traditional Chinese medicine, we do Ayurvedic, we do anything that you want to know about holistic health. We'll give you a bunch of different ideas. It's not just one thing, but you just have to be open-minded. And it's the scary thing with,
yeah,
everybody. They don't think about this until something happens to them. And they come in, they're like, okay, fix
me. Now
what
do I do?
Fix me. Give me that pill. Let's fix it in 2 days. And it's like, well, no.
Let's back up and think about how you got here. It didn't happen in a car accident. It happened yesterday. It happened over a period of months and years.
It's going to take time.
Yeah.
Patience is key. But you can't give up. You have to have fortitude and patience and the willingness and motivation to invest in yourself and keep at it for at least 30 days.
And with yours too, you have a lot of testimonials on Yelp and Facebook, as I saw before. What is your biggest thing they praise you for here?
Making them feel nice and comfortable and answering all of their questions. You know, the colonics are a little intimate. Not everyone is thrilled to get a rectum put in their butt, but it's only 2 inches, and no one per se loves getting the client, but we have a 24-hour dietary prep list. As long as you follow that prep list, the appointment's very comfortable, and we're thoroughly hydrating your whole body. So we've had a lot of people that have, you know, kinked necks or backs, painful lower back, and then right after the client, they walk out like,
wait a second.
I'm not tense, and I feel loose, and people always feel so much wonderful after all this waste gets taken out of them. I can take 5 to 10 pounds out in an hour. And same thing with the ionic foot baths. I have a client who had a bad motorcycle accident. He's got pins in his knees. He'll come do the foot bath, and he'll be pain-free for 7 days. Because it draws all the lactic acid out of the muscles, so the muscles are tightening on that joint.
Well, you're preventing scar tissue that way, too, or causing permanent injury.
Yeah.
Which is huge. I think a lot of it is, if we talk to Alex and the reviews I saw too, the result, if you look at the results and say, okay, I want that, and at that point you get through the anxiety, which is a false fear of having a colonic for one too, at that point you're going to see the result and go, okay, that wasn't that bad. How to keep myself healthy so I can stay here. That's the biggest thing. And also, what else do you want people to know about you and your facility, your center here, that they don't know usually?
I'm not just a therapist, I'm a client. Both sisters and grandparents were holistic healers, my mom's mom and my dad's dad.
Okay.
So I've grown up on this. This is all I've known. So,
wow.
You know, I've had ailments that I've cured myself. So it's like I'm very patient, and I understand. Empathy and sympathy are the most important things, because you've gone to places and had appointments where they're trying to help you, but they've never gone through it. They don't know. So if you've someone who's gone through it, it's like, I totally understand.
I've done it, understand where things can maybe not go the right way or how long it takes. That gives more trust too, correct?
Yeah, I'm talking with you. I'm not talking at you.
Fantastic. Good. Alex, anything else for the Crooked Spine Show? Anything else you want to talk about?
Follow me on Instagram and Facebook for these wonderful health tips, specials, little videos we do. So if you're really interested in being proactive about your health, follow us on social media. We give a lot of good advice.
And we're gonna put all those links in our YouTube video, in our Facebook video, our Instagram video, and our Crooked Spine Show too. So
go see Dr. Tony. I'm living testimony.
She's pretty good.
He healed my back. I'm out there able to hike and go on all these adventures because of you. So
and I'm proud of her too, because I met you again, about a year ago?
Yeah.
At the chamber event?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how well she's, I don't want to call it grown up, but gone through the education portion, gone through the schooling, which is not easy, to not only become a certified a healthcare practitioner, but also run a business too, which is not easy either.
No.
All right.
That's why only 2% of Californians are business owners.
Yeah, don't do it if you can't. All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you
so much.
Appreciate
it. We'll see you soon. Thank you. That's it.
That was awesome.
We hope through this interview you understand that sometimes the use of herbs or supplements or a foot bath or a colonic can be effective to get your body healthy internally. This prevents cancers, prevents long-term health conditions, even problems where, especially with men, because colon cancer is the number 3 deaths among men, prevent long-term things. But keeping your body healthy internally by understanding the philosophy that Alex talks about, and I believe in too, we prevent things down the line. At that point, doing things now keeps us healthy, working out, eating right, getting things like this where we detox for our body. If you want to call it routinely, myself getting an actual foot bath next week, understand how that works even more. All right, so I hope you enjoy all these podcasts. Again, we love your feedback on our YouTube channel, also Facebook. We appreciate all your comments. Realize you have to keep yourself healthy. These things like this, nutrients and supplement detoxification, allows you to do this so your overall body stays and feels well and stays relaxed and healthy. Right? Hope you enjoy this episode. We'll see you next time.